Nanobots. What about the power not just to move objects, but to transform them, to turn one object into another, as if by magic? Magicians accomplish this by clever sleight of hand, but is such power consistent with the laws of physics? One of the goals of nanotechnology, as we mentioned earlier, is to be able to use atoms to build tiny machines that can function as levers, gears, ball bearings, and pulleys. With these nanomachines, the dream of many physicists is to be able to rearrange the molecules within an object, atom for atom, until one object turns into another. This is the basis of the replicator found in science fiction that allows one to fabricate any object one wants, simply by asking for it. In principle, a replicator might be able to eliminate poverty and change the nature of society itself. If one can fabricate any object simply by asking for it, then the whole concept of scarcity, value, and hierarchy within human society is turned upside down. One of my favorite episodes of Star Trek: The Next Generation involves a replicator. An ancient space capsule from the 20th century is found drifting in outer space, and it contains the frozen bodies of people who suffered from fatal illnesses. These bodies are quickly thawed out and cured with advanced medicine. One businessman realizes that his investments must be huge after so many centuries. He immediately asks the crew of the Enterprise about his investments and his money. The crew members are puzzled. Money? Investments? In the future, there is no money, they point out. If you want something, you just ask. As astounding as a replicator might be, nature has already created one. The proof of principle already exists. Nature can take raw materials, such as meat and vegetables, and fabricate a human being in 9 months. The miracle of life is nothing but a large nanofactory capable, at the atomic level, of converting one form of matter, for example food, into living tissue, a baby. In order to create a nanofactory, one needs three ingredients: building materials, tools that can cut and join these materials, and a blueprint to guide the use of the tools and materials. In nature, the building materials are thousands of amino acids and proteins out of which flesh and blood are created. The cutting and joining tools, like hammers and saws, that are necessary to shape these proteins into new forms of life are the ribosomes. They are designed to cut and rejoin proteins at specific points in order to create new types of proteins. And the blueprint is given by the DNA molecule, which encodes the secret of life in a precise sequence of nucleic acids. These three ingredients, in turn, are combined into a cell, which has the remarkable ability to create copies of itself, that is, self-replication. This feat is accomplished because the DNA molecule is shaped like a double helix. When it is time to reproduce, the DNA molecule unwinds into two separate helixes. Each separate strand then creates copies of itself by grabbing onto organic molecules to recreate the missing helix. So far, physicists have had only modest success in their efforts to mimic these features found in nature. But the key to success, scientists believe, is to create hordes of self-replicating nanobots, which are programmable atomic machines designed to rearrange the atoms within an object. In principle, if one had trillions of nanobots, they could converge on an object and cut and paste its atoms until they transformed one object into another. Because they would be self-replicating, only a small handful of them would be necessary to start the process. They would also have to be programmable, so that they could follow a given blueprint. Formidable hurdles must be overcome before one could construct a fleet of nanobots. First, self-replicating robots are extremely difficult to build, even on a macroscopic level. Even creating simple atomic tools, such as atomic ball bearings and gears, is beyond today's technology. If one is given a PC and a table full of spare electronic parts, it would be quite difficult to build a machine that would have the capability of making a copy of itself. So if a self-replicating machine is difficult to build on a tabletop, building one on the atomic scale would be even more difficult. Second, it's not clear how one would program such an army of nanobots from the outside. Some have suggested sending in radio signals to activate each nanobot. Perhaps laser beams containing instructions could be fired at the nanobots. But this would mean a separate set of instructions for each nanobot, of which there could be trillions. Third, it's not clear how the nanobot would be able to cut, rearrange, and paste atoms into the proper order. Remember that it has taken nature 3.5 billion years to solve this problem, and solving it in a few decades would be quite difficult. One physicist who takes the idea of a replicator, or personal fabricator, seriously is Neil Gershenfeld of MIT. He even teaches a class at MIT called How to Make Almost Anything, one of the most popular classes at the university. Gershenfeld directs the MIT Center for Bits and Atoms and has given serious thought to the physics behind a personal fabricator, which he considers to be the next big thing. He has even written a book, Fab, The Coming Revolution on Your Desktop, From Personal Computers to Personal Fabrication, detailing his thoughts on personal fabrication. The goal, he believes, is to make one machine that can make any machine. To spread his ideas, he has already set up a network of laboratories around the world, mainly in third world countries where personal fabrication would have the maximum impact.